Sif on Sifir Aleph. So we said that we started going to touch Mishaburas. Mishaburas Samach Aleph. We call Gabayin Huadin Al Yirei Chavolim. So it doesn't have to necessarily be caught. It could be even ropes also work. Okay. I feel like on the Gabayin some of Bays. The Mina Gur Asik. Bakanim Oilim Al Chavol. So even if the side posts do not actually touch the cross beam on top, there's a concept in Halacha called Gur Asik. So we continue the line upwards from where your side posts end, and they reach the cross beam, and they're considered that they're connected to the cross beam through Gur Asik. Ad Chavol. Gur Chavol Kosher L'Malo Leizer Dabran. Obviously, the case has to be that the Chavol is the way it's saying, way it is staying in that height, there's nothing supporting it, it's attached on the sides to something. But in that situation, you have to have that the crossbeam is directly above the side post. So the side posts have to be directly beneath the cross beam on top, even if they veer off a little bit. So it comes at the top of the side post is not under. You take a plumb bob and you have it straight, go straight down. So if you put a plumb bob over the cross beam on top.
Is that in fact what needs to be done with every single one?
No, I mean, well, you try to avoid not, you know, is not touching anything. It's very hard, especially if it's high up. Mm-hmm. So there's a curvature a little bit. It looks like you can't release, you can't sight with your eye simply. I mean, there are instruments which allow you to do it. Mm-hmm. Basically, that would be the idea. So it has to be directly above it. Even if it's up a little bit, it's a problem. Even if only one of the two was off. But the filling name of Gur Asik, hello yeah, Akana Alya Minat Sarbalamani Kilakame. Because even if you say Gur Asik, it's gonna end up a situation where it's attached, Minat Sad. So this Kana goes all the way up and it's right on the side of the crossbeam. But the Kana Minat Sad doesn't work, it has to be on top. When she says it's poshut, I'm not sure exactly why he needs to say it. Okay. Minatzad. So if it's minatzad, it doesn't work. Pirish l'nosan el yonosh ne'akonim. The top one is not on top of the side posts. El kibur lehem minatzad. It's attached to the side posts on their side. Okay. Vida. Mashamekal Taz, I feel also minutes. So the Taz is a cooler. If you're dealing with actual, you know, something of, let's say, a board. So the top piece is a board, imagine that. Right? And it's attached on the side of the side. There's two posts. It's attached on the side of the posts. But the board is placed as such that the top point of the board is perfectly parallel with the top of the post. So if this is your post, this is the top of the post, it's attached like this. So the top edge mm-hmm. of your side beam is perfectly flat, level with the top of the post. He's Mako. The film is so many tzad. In a soul begoiva hakona b'shovi makona mamish, shen hakona ha'emid berlut l'malim min hachevel. So it comes out, the side post is not reaching above where the side, the top, the cross beam is placed. It's not higher than that. You should know the Taz is making on that. You should know Kol Achredim Cholkem Alav Asirul Debin and Shiyu Achevel Al Gabi Akarim Mamish. Nobody else agrees with him. He in this issue.
He's a yachid.
He's a yachid. We do not pass him like him. So do not use that Eitzel. That's the first thing I want you to know. Fine. Furthermore, the makana shalemala tachu ben kana lo kana. So let's say you took you made a notch in your side post.
For what reason?
And then you place the kana, which is going across on top, into the two notches. So it comes out that the cross beam on top, you say the rope which is going across on top, is not above the side post. It's actually in the side post a little bit.
Goes into the side.
It goes into it. Not on the side. It goes on the top. You made a notch on top, so it's lying in this V on the top. It's lying in it.
Okay.
Shall talk about kana lekana. Shenecha ksas bebakonim kein shoysim haumnim. Which is when you make it, when you're a professional, that's what you do. You make a groove for it to hold. Kana boit from the mala agabe akana shemunach al dinim. It comes out. Meanwhile, so the rope which is sitting there is surrounded on both sides by the continuation of the side post going up. Your post going up. So the top of the post is higher than where your cross beam is. Okay? So, Mistapin Prima Godim, Mitzadim is Allah Hachmer. So, Prima Godim is Mesupik, if that's acceptable. And he's inclined to be Machmer.
To be Matir or Machmer?
Machmer. Okay. Avol. In Enochonim Oifilamal, that's only a scenario where the post continues higher than the what you're using for your cross beam. So if you use a rope and you have a notch and the rope is here and your post is continuing above it, so that's where with the pre-bottom is slipping. But let's say you use the beam, you put it in there, and again it's going to be perfectly the same. The top of the beam is the same height as the top of the post. Different than the scenario of the Taz, which is on the side. Here it's in the middle. It's on top of the post. That case is okay. The Kanim do not continue higher than your crossbeam. So if you use the rope, you just made a slight groove. So the top of the rope is sitting equal to or higher than the post. That's, and he put the shei munach b'toy b'liyishtal shalamata. Shabradomi, Dimigri Zeh Al-Gabur. That's definitely called Al-Gabur.
What's the slight to be machmir with what goes into the notch? Why don't I just view the part that I'm sitting on top of as being the kana, and the other stuff is being extraneous?
So that is the tzad to be makel.
Right, so what's the tzad to be machmir? I don't understand.
Because maybe that's not true. It's like minatzad. He considers it like minatzad because there's more. Your kana continues.
Even though I don't need that kana.
Even though I don't need it, right? So that works. That works to your advantage. It works to your disadvantage sometimes. Yeah. So okay.
I think what would be that configuration?
Very much.
The notch.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I'm saying, view this as being the kana.
Yeah.
Stuff is just sort of, you know.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. Mechain, im noyetz mas mevarish hakana, you put a nail on top of the post, have a kashubar chevel, you tie the chevel onto it. So we should argue, so we have a problem because it's kanam and it's ad. You have your post, you have your nail, and it's attached around the nail, so it's not on top of the nail, it's on the side of the nail.
The nail's not really
wound around.
The nail is not really the.
So that's okay. Why? Because we look at the post as being distinct and separate from the nail, so it's on top of the corner. Okay, now in Karachut Sobib Akonim Minatzad Achukikosoy Haleu Al Roshe Akonim Gam Kain Kosher. Let's say I attach it on the side, but I wrapped it around until the point that it ended up going over the top. So that's also fine. So I'll use that part of the rope that's going over the top. Okay. If you call this a telegraph, but more concerns a pesach.
A telegraph.
I am b'tshuva's mamar Mordechai Simon Lamed Aleph. B'tshuva sholameishim madura kam ochelik bei Simon peivav bepeches. Shulishlom ochelik Aleph Simon memal. So they were all discussing. They were you had telegraph poles, telephone poles, right, for our purposes. And I want to use. The poles, they have a tzuras pesach. There's the pole, and there's the wire between the poles, so it's a tzuras pesach. So one issue which they had was that many times it was min atzad. So that's obviously a problem. But if it was a minute tzad, the chayr should be okay. The question is, something which is put there, not for the purpose to be a tzuras pesach, but it happens to be in the formation of a tzuras pesach, can we use it for a tzuras pesach? So the chazan says that's okay. In other words, that's not a problem. The ma'aseh says it's a tzuras pesach that goes into the halacha which is seen of a tzuras pesach.
Which case is that?
Your telephone wires or your telegraph wires. Right. So, even in the case where it's going over the top, but it wasn't made to be Sura Sapesa.
Oh, it just wasn't made to be.
Okay. Okay.
So, but we require additional pieces. Is that so that we're doing it, or is that
no? So, vast majority scenarios of your wires—they're
not really going on top.
They're not going on top. They're going to the side. And your average telephone pole, mm-hmm. The lower wires are your telephone wires. The higher wires are the electric wires. And because the pole continues, so the telephone wires are minatzad. Right? So sometimes you'll have one of the electric wire goes over the top. Most times it doesn't. So then one of the reasons why the city Erev was part of the section where it was made, where it was placed, because there was a length of a series of poles where they actually put the wire over the top. Mm-hmm. So that was just, we didn't have to do any more work. Mm-hmm. So that was when you go north in Kemble Road and then you make the right onto Randolph. So you go about, there's like a little old abandoned street, and then there's a little street right after that. The next street, you turn over there to the right, and the Arab continues over there. And that for the longest time, there was about a mile of where you had pole after pole, where they changed that. And so we had to restring all of those. We had to string all of those because of them.
And in terms of the, what we were talking about before, in terms of the how precise, the precision with being under the wire, how is that in practice?
Nowadays, either you make a whiteboard, you put a whiteboard underneath so that you have a clip, right?
Is it electronic?
But we try and have it actually touch. So most scenarios, we set it up that it actually touches the wire.
Oh, anybody's going to go up that high?
We go to the telephone wires, so not that high.
And does it have to come down to the bottom?
Three twelve on the ground.
Within 3 12.
Yeah. So, okay, let's hold it here. We'll pick up Mr. Burr's okay tomorrow.